This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2084. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 29th, Antarctica, China, Cuba, Eritrea, France, Germany, Guam, India, Iran, Italy, Korea South, Myanmar, North America, Romania, Russia, Spain, Taiwan, Tibet, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I'm still hearing LRA 36 Antarctica via remotes in Brazil, consistently on Wednesdays and Saturdays around 1530 UT on 15475.98 reduced carrier USB. I happen to look up in Wikipedia information about Esperanza Base, which says it is one of only two civilian settlements in Antarctica, the other being Chilean. Well, I don't think so. Just last week I quoted the military ranks, admittedly, of each of the four personnel of LRA 36. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard notes that PBS Nimengu, Inner Mongolia, China, 7270, has a very strong signal as heard April 28th at 1223, but generates very noticeable spurs on the low side, 7262 and 7254. Those are multiples of 8 kilohertz, and also on the high side, 7278 and 7286. What is it about 8 kilohertz spurs? A Vietnamese transmitter does the same thing. Radio Havana Cuba has been trying different frequencies for its 31-meter signal. It had been on 9650 for quite a while, although last year it was on 9640, and for one day only, both evening and morning transmissions, April 23rd and 24th, it went back to 9640. Good news for Guinea, clearing that frequency it might occasionally use, 9650. However, that lasted only one day and was back on 9650. Then on April 27th at 1455, I found a totally new frequency. 9710 had replaced 9650 or 9640, and it continued in use at least on the 28th and 29th, also for the evening broadcast between 21 and 05, approximately. According to listings, 9640 would have been completely clear for Cuba for the morning broadcast and not too much problem in the evening. But 9710 collides with China Radio International in Portuguese and Spanish to Latin America between midnight and 03. However, when I check, it was not to be heard beneath the strong signal from Cuba. Maybe a problem further south in South America. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana Cuba, such as the hum buzz on the 6060 and sometimes 11760 transmitter, maybe the same one. And, of course, those spurs, sometimes but not always, coming out of 13700 in our mornings. From the April issue of the Association of International Broadcasters Media Industry Briefing, there's a new director of the Office of Cuba Broadcasting, also known as Radio and TV Martí, Silvia Rosaval, R-O-S-A-B-A-L. Not much about her, but they say she is an award-winning TV and media executive with 30 years of experience at leading Spanish-language networks in the U.S., the recipient of an Edward R. Murrow Award, multiple news and documentary Emmys, and was named one of People en Español's 25 Most Powerful Women. I'm still trying to confirm whether the clandestine for Eritrea, based in the U.S., and scheduled via RMI via France, is still on the air at 1530 to 16 UT, on Wednesdays and Saturdays only, 17545. Both on April 24th and 28th, all I could get using various remotes was a barely audible carrier, but nothing else is scheduled at that time. One of them locked onto it at 17544.95479. If you want to research more about it, I spell B-A-Y-T-O-Y-I-A-K-L. Here's a German station which hasn't been reported for quite some time. but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria heard it via a remote in Switzerland April 28th. Deutscher Wetterdienst, the German weather service, at 12 to 12:30 UT, 10 kilowatt transmitters on 5905, weak to fair, and 6180, fair to good. Last week I mentioned that Deutsche Welle on shortwave is limited to only two languages for Africa, Hausa and Amharic. However, Ivo Ivanov heard Deutsche Welle in English on shortwave, as it happened to be relayed by WRMI 9955, April 24th, Saturday at 10 to 11 UT. That happens to be when Deutsche Welle is on the World Radio Network, so instead of the Overcomer, which had been scheduled at that time on WRMI, they must have plugged in to WRN. It's not clear whether this will continue happening on Saturdays or every day of the week. Check it out at 10 UT. Ben Dawson has an update on the reactivated KUAM 630 on Guam, which has moved temporarily to a new transmitter site at the KSDA shortwave station. Their special temporary operation began at 0800 UT April 21st. It will continue, but may be somewhat irregular due to additional ongoing work on that temporary transmitting system. 2 kilowatts. We are sorry to learn from Joe's Jacob, who says, I'm very sad to inform that well-known Indian broadcast DXer and radio amateur friend, Mr. B.L. Manohar, has died due to COVID-19 at Bengaluru on April 28th. He was 82. May his soul rest in peace. More details about him at qrz.com/db/VU2UR. Wolfgang Büschel reports a much odd channel outlet of AIR Delhi Kingsway at 0532 UT, April 25th, minus 225 hertz from 11560, that is, 11559.775, all India radio, likely in Hindi, heard via remote receiver in Delhi, of course, with a strong signal. Not clear what the schedule is. He complains, always much wrong on AIR India services, such big country, such big bureaucracy, a lot of time, frequency, and program changes, over and over again. Arthur Posner replies, it's a 10-minute emergency news report from Delhi, reported in Kolkata as a 24-hour operation. Harold Sellers in British Columbia reports an unidentified on 9930, April 24th at 0145. Not sure of the language, poor but improving, but nothing heard by 0234. This led to a very long string of replies tracking the frequency changes of Radio Iran International, which is the TV clandestine out of London, but which is also carried on shortwave, the audio anyway, via Uzbekistan. Ivo Ivanov first says it's that station at 1100 to 0430 on 9929.9 via Tashkent, replacing 5829.9, as heard via remote in Russia. Then Ike Bierwirt in Germany reports another frequency for the rest of the 24 hours between 0430 and 1100, 12020, replacing 11550 as of April 25th. That did not last long. As of 0950 UT April 25th, Wolfgang Büschel puts them on 15599.8, or more precisely at 1205 on 15599.835. Then Ivo Ivanov says April 26th at 0410 on 12019.8. Combining various monitoring reports as of April 24th and 25th, Ivo Ivanov thinks this could be the new schedule on four different frequencies during the 24 hours. 0230 to 6, 12019.8. 06 to 1330, 15599.8. 1330 to 16, 15629.8. And from 16 until 0230, 9929.9. However, not all of them confirmed at all hours, and usage may well change from day to day. I'm not sure if it's being jammed. They don't mention any jamming problem causing frequency jumps. Anyhow, the latest item from Ivo Ivanov, as of April 28th, observes as follows. Radio Iran International from 0600 on 15600, rather than being off frequency, and from 1100 on 15629.8. Alfredo Cotroneo of IRRS Nexus IBA notifies us we have received final approval for our new frequency, moving from 594 to 918 kHz. That's the transmitter near Venezia, Italia, daily from 17 until 21 UT, effective April 28. 918 will be cleaner and propagate better into Central and Northern Europe at night. This, of course, also affects World of Radio broadcasts, besides shortwave 7290, which continues. More about that later. We should note that there are some other European signals on 918, notably from Spain. Ron Hart in California checked April 28th, Wednesday, for this week's frequencies of the clandestines from South to North Korea. Voice of the People, 3480, 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600, checked at 1135 UT. And a few minutes earlier at 1128, the other one, Echo of Hope, abbreviated VOH, on 3985, 4880, 5995, 6245, 6350, and 9095, starting an English language lesson. These do change frequencies, usually on Mondays. They're 5 kHz up or down in most cases. And another one, National Unity Radio, he reports, on 9475, April 28th, from 1249 to 1250, with a brief Chinese language lesson, but mostly in Korean. I happen to hear the same on April 29th at 1449, both Chinese and Korean. This transmission is coming from Taiwan. And Ron Hard says, Voice of Freedom remains buried on 6045 under very strong super jamming from North Korea. April 28th at 1140, totally unusable. No jamming on 6135, nor former VOF frequency 5920, which is nice and clear. Now we skip all the way from the K's to the M's, as there's so few shortwave countries left in the L's. Not only that, but the end of the M's, i.e., Myanmar. Also from Ron Howard in California. On April 23rd, Myanmar Radio had fair reception on 9730 from 1120 till cutoff at 1201. There was no interference. KNLS was not heard at all, nor jamming from CNR1, nor Sound of Hope. There was an interesting rendition of Strangers in the Night in Burmese. CRI English, however, started at 1200, but Myanmar was clearly heard signing off at that time underneath China. So it's a definite change from closing at 1130 on 9730. But they suddenly came on their other frequency, 5985, parallel to 9730, at about 1122. Ron's report from 5 days later, Wednesday, April 28th, of Myanmar Radio on 5985, from 1250 to 1301. He tuned in expecting to hear the usual learning English with BBC Burmese, but instead they were airing Say It in English, a different program produced in England and was carried by Myanmar Radio years ago. Mostly readable, pleased to hear this series of lessons back on the air again, always a pleasure to hear the comical misadventures of Tom. He says, I've heard today's show twice in the past, August 7th, 2017, and February 5th, 2018. As for the other frequency, 9730 on April 28th, Ron says he heard it from 1142 until off at 1154. Anyhow, running well past the former closing of 1130. This time it was mostly stronger than KNLS Alaska on the same frequency. Fairly distinctive program, so easy to tell them apart. But no CNR1 jamming or Sound of Hope. The closing time varies a little. Now a report of another Myanmar station, Thazin Radio, T-H-A-Z-I-N, on 6165, from Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois, in the Naswa flash sheet. April 25th, surprisingly good signal from tuning in at 1126 UT, pleasant choral music, battling with co-channel CNR, sometimes beneath but often above. 1129, musical theme on piano, and YL announcements, when it's the local top of hour in Myanmar. 11:30, non-stop fast, singy, songy announcements, presumably the news. From 11:30, the Thazin signal equals and at times overpowers China, which is now in music underneath. At 11:37, a quick, thumping, disco-style theme on keyboard as a breaker, and then more YL news while CNR is in talks by OM. He says it's best to use the CNR web player to help keep them straight. Recheck at 12:45 shows only China National Radio, Tazin now faded out. Via international vacuum, medium frequency, high frequency, and very high frequencies, World of Radio 2084. Non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ron Howard, in memory of Noel Green, and says, appreciate all the wonderful things you do for our hobby. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Now some North American pirates I've logged. April 24th at 23:15. Slow Scan TV, Beeper Area on 6928 USB, and soon said adios. Others on HF Underground identified it as Skunk House Radio, which is on the air between 21:43 and 23:19. April 25th, I tuned in 6930 USB at midnight 19, just as they started to play the song Oklahoma. How did they know I'd just tuned in? But this is the station which has been playing songs about each state in alphabetical order, and they ID'd at 0100 as WTF Radio Worldwide. On the out-of-band, non-tropical frequency pioneered by Brother Scare in WWRB 3185, but in USB. I tuned in at 0159 UT April 25th, a time publicized for Radio Pancho Villa via Mystery Pirate Radio, and I did hear such a broadcast. However, Mystery Pirate Radio later denied that it was their version of Radio Pancho Villa. Then I heard the correct voice of Pancho Villa via Mystery Pirate Radio on 5185 AM, April 25th, starting at 2302. I had to keep listening since they invoked a character named Glenn Hauser. It went off the air finally at midnight 29. So Mystery Pirate Radio did QSL that one, added to my gallery at worldofradio.com. This notice will be too late unless you're hearing one of our very first broadcasts or podcasts. But Terry Colgan hears from Mystery Pirate Radio that their next set of Voice of Pancho Villa episodes from 1994 to 2003 would appear Friday, April 30th at 23 UT on 6925 Upper. Back to the past for some more recent pirate loggings. 6974.914 AM, April 26th at 0218, I had some barely audible music, identified by others at HFU as Nowhere Radio, and heard again the same on exactly the same frequency within 1 hertz, April 27th at 0109. Talk and music with a heavy beat. Big news is the reactivation of the Antichrist pirate station YHWH. First reported at 0334 April 25th in HF Underground. I started checking for it on 7470 AM and did hear him April 27th at 0212. Exact times vary, and he's not on every night, but he seems to stick to 7470. Al Samaniv in BC says an extended broadcast of YHWH, UT April 29th, came on at 0309, quite good after 0400, and almost a two-hour broadcast until 0505. On April 27th, Radio Romania International advised that two of their transmitters were down, one each at Galbeni and Ciganeşti. Stephen Lewis in Houston says the midnight UT broadcast April 27th was heard on 7375, but not on 9550. The current transmitters were installed in 2008, so they're relatively youthful for shortwave. I fear that continued problems might lead to more pressure to shut down shortwave. On April 29th at midnight UT, he was still hearing them only on 7375, but they announced that the Galbeni transmitters were back online. Earlier on April 24th, Richard Langley in New Brunswick says he was enjoying some music he ran across from RRI. During annual spring cleaning of his barbecue on the deck, he took a shortwave receiver out to keep him company. The first strong frequency, scanning downward on 25 meters, was 11975. They were playing one tune after another, a few words in between. Not VOA 1, since it was in Romanian. According to Alan Rowe's Music on Shortwave list, the program would be As We Like, a club party program. I hadn't come across this program before, but they were coming in like gangbusters, tuning in at 1815 UT with just the whip antenna. Parallel 9500 good, but not as strong. Russia and non, from an RFERL press release via AIB Media Industry Briefing, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty President Jamie Fly has denounced what he says are Russia's escalating efforts to force the station, including its Russian service and 24/7 digital network, Current Time, out of the country. Fly stated that RFERL is being targeted by the Russian authorities because we continue to provide a growing audience in Russia with objective news and info at a moment when the Kremlin is trying to limit access to information. We will continue to fight these attacks on our ability to operate in Russia through all possible means. We believe that the Russian people want more choices. Russia's media regulator, Roskomnadzor, would be serving RFERL with a new round of 130 charges, bringing the total number of violations to 520 and the anticipated total amount of fines assessed to $2.3 million. According to TASS via RustyX, RFERL has filed a complaint with the ECHR against Russia. I think that stands for the European Council on Human Rights. Meanwhile, London's World Radio Network is getting along much better with Russia. For a long time, they had a medium-wave frequency in Moscow, 738 kHz. However, it had been off for a while, but it has now been renewed on January 22nd. Freedom Technology Foundation, actually, is the name of the licensee, 50 kilowatts at the Nagyinsk Radio Center No. 9, and tests have started as of April 20th. That, of course, is for WRN service only in the Russian language. We continue to monitor Spain's new frequency for North America, 17855. Although generally it's on too high a band, sometimes it has been holding up audibly until the end of the English broadcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 22:30, but not much later, supposedly on the air all the way until 0200 on weekdays. In the medium wave circle, Jorge Garzón in Spain says Radio Barcelona on 666 kHz, as of April 27th, has dropped its power to a minimum, probably due to a failure or financial problems. It had been 50 kilowatts, now they're now referring listeners to FM. Ron Howard says all the Tibet frequencies were off the air again on April 23rd on the 4 and 6 megahertz bands between 0920 and 1041 when he checked. And Wolfgang Büchel agrees on April 24th all the 4, 6, and 7 megahertz frequencies were missing. Maybe for annual maintenance or refurbishing. Mike Barraclough reports that from the BBC website, closure dates for each of the 10 medium wave frequencies have now been announced, including May 6th for Ulster 1341 kHz. In the medium wave circle, Steve Witt calls this a BBC local radio supernova. Normally it's hard to hear any local IDs, but these closure notices looping 24 hours a day will give people a chance before they close forever to get definite IDs. Myanmar, they certainly need more sources of outside information, so the BBC is starting a DRM transmission in Burmese, May 5th, 1330 to 1430 on 5890 via Singapore, says Ivo Ivanov. Via IRRS across Europe, 7290 World of Radio is indeed now scheduled Saturdays at 1801 UT. However, IRS informs me that we will be preempted on May 8th and 15th for other programming. On those dates, World of Radio will appear on medium wave, new frequency 918 at 2030 UT. Other times on 918 continue to be Friday at 2030 and Sunday at 2000. WHRI appeared to be totally off the air at the end of the B season, not heard at all in the A season. However, I keep running across their former frequencies, and 9840 was on the air April 26 at 1436 until off at 1506. Yes, it was WHRI programming, identified as LaCie Broadcasting, which is no longer the case. Perhaps they were just proving that they were still functional pending sale to WBCQ. Ben Cobb updates us on plans for new DRM stations on shortwave in the U.S. I was under the impression that DPA MAC, an applicant for a private international broadcast license, had withdrawn its application, but an application from this company is still pending at FCC. The unusual proposed station I reported on last year, the DPA MAC station, would be a continuation of one operating in the experimental radio service. Like similar stations elsewhere, This beams digital trading data to specific foreign points and is not a conventional broadcast station at all. It is supposed to be testing protocols and technology. The FCC withholds most of its records and reports from public inspection as proprietary secrets. But DBA-MAC seeks to move from ERS into the International Broadcast Service. Its application to make this move has attracted an intense and detailed objection. Engineer Alex Pilosov has clients among the ERS trading stations and sees DBA-MAC as a competitor. In his opposing filing at the FCC, Pilosov points out how rule and precedent do not recognize point-to-point private radio links as broadcast to the public. He claims numerous deficiencies in DPA-MAC's radio facilities and alleges that foreign ownership of the station raises significant FCC questions. The objection is available on public view at the FCC. It's 30 pages, extremely detailed, including propagation charts. In the MW Offsets group, Harry S. in Beaufort, Georgia, reports another station off frequency he's identified using remote receivers on 1439.71 kHz. It's WKLV in Blackstone, Virginia. Mike Cooper forwards one of those detailed obituaries in the New York Times April 25th for Bob Fass, FASS, pioneer of underground radio, who's died at the age of 87. Fun to read. He was quite a character and was long a staple of WBAI New York. Stephen Kellott forwards some FCC news, headlined FCC amends sponsorship identification rules to require disclosures of foreign government-provided programming on broadcast stations to help ensure Americans know when programming they are watching or listening to comes from a foreign source. The time to hear Radio Vanuatu on 11835, which is a third harmonic, is after 06UT. And on April 25th, it was S9S5 here, the strongest I've ever heard it. If only it were in English, which I could understand, instead of Bislama. However, it was missing on April 27th. Ron Howard says it was again heard on April 29th. And also by yours truly. Radio Rumbos Venezuela has had its programming suspended, according to the GRA group in Argentina. It's still a major station on medium wave 670, but it used to be on shortwave as well, 4970 and 9660, as I recall. This appears to be a complicated financial situation, not just political. And by programming suspended, I guess that means it may still be on the air, but not with programming. April 27th at 2220, there was something on 11860, which was not a spur from Cuba or Radio Marti or jamming, probably Republic of Yemen radio from Saudi Arabia. A better time, perhaps, to hear it is in the hour before Marti comes on, 13 to 14 UT, as reported April 25th on 11860 by Ralphus Perry in Illinois and Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, NASPA flash sheet. In the medium wave circle, Jack Weber refers us to an ITU document which has ground conductivity maps for the UK and other countries. Too complicated and Earl to cite, but it's in the World of Radio IO group. Higher numbers denote increasing range of medium wave signals by ground wave. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to range from quiet to G2 moderate geomagnetic storm levels. ANKNZ peaking at 15 and 4 on May 2nd, 30 and 6 on May 14th, and 15 and 4 on May 20th. Solar flux tipping to 72 from May 3rd to 9th, and up to 79 by May 15th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2084. Please join me again next week with a standard disclaimer.